Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed it is. And hello, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Nice to have you with us today. I'm your host, and our guest is Maria Sidorova. She's back with us again. It's lovely to have her back again. Those of you who heard Maria's previous broadcast, I'm sure are going to be excited to know that Maria is with us again. Maria is the founder of Expand Reality. It's a spiritual counseling practice that offers seekers the opportunity to discover the real you. Do you know who the real you is? I'm serious. Anyway, as a spiritual consultant and a coach for more than 10 years, Maria helps her clients discover and manifest their life's most important goals and dreams. As Maria has says, for whatever reason, her clients are not where they want to be in life. So they come to her because as a spiritual counselor and a spiritual life coach, she helps them figure out what is blocking them from achieving their goals, whatever those goals might be. Her job is to teach them how to fly and then set them free, and I think that's put so beautifully. According to Maria, if you're having difficulty achieving your goals, it's because on a certain level you're blocking it yourself. Maybe you believe you just don't deserve it. Anyway, the more you're willing to love yourself and the more you can manifest what you want in the external world. That's the way Maria Sidorova puts it. She's headquartered, by the way, in Toronto, Canada. Her practice is called Expand Reality. And it's a sincere pleasure to have Maria back on the line with us again. Good morning, Maria. How are you today? Nice to have you here.
Hello. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Doug. It's so nice to be here with you. And thank you for a most wonderful introduction again. And hello, my beautiful, dear listeners. I'm so excited to be with you here today.
Well, good. Listen, I know there's a number of things you do. There's so many different ways you and modalities you use to help people who come to you. I just want to get down to the basics of how you work with your clients. I know one of the things that you focus on is the subject of self-empowerment, which is so important because I guess a lot of the people who come to you just don't know where they're going or, you know, they're dissatisfied with life in general. So talk to me about how important that term self-empowerment is. To you, what does it mean?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I would love to. And I think it's great that you asked me about it because last time we spoke on self-love and self-acceptance. When you love and accept yourself, you wouldn't doubt yourself. There would be no question, do I deserve it or am I good enough? Once you feel so much love for yourself, you will choose a loving partner. Based on that love for yourself and the other, you will build relationship of love and support rather than trauma and abuse. And even money, the more abundance and money you will manifest. So you see, it's all about you loving and accepting you, about you having it all, choosing it all, allowing all of it for you here and now. Yes, so when we speak about self-empowerment, which would be a great topic for today's conversation, it means to be powerful, to be the energy of power, to be the embodiment of power, right? So it's all about you creating your own reality. What do you want? Take a second and think about it. Do you want health, wealth, relationships? You can manifest it. You can have it all. Think about it. When you feel powerful, how much easier it will be for you to do your work project or to start your own business or to improve your health. You will feel energized, confident, assertive, punctual. It feels wonderful to feel the power, to be empowered. How does it feel for you, Doug?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure I feel the power that that you're talking about. I guess I feel it. I'm not sure whether you always know self-empowerment. How do you define it? How do you define it?
Yes, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful question. Thanks for asking it, because for most of us, we don't feel that energy of power. For this reason, it feels a little bit of abstract, right? So let's take this talk very practical and useful, and I will give you a very simple 7 steps formula to be empowered. Unfortunately, I can't talk to each of you on a very specific case or situation you're going through right now, how I usually do it with my clients. So if you feel you need that extra support, you're welcome to contact me at extendreality.com. But today, right now, we're going to do it for all of you. And I really invite you to use this unique chance to connect to self-empowerment, as the energy of all of us, millions of listeners on the call, is enormous. It is so strong. So I really invite you to use this chance to feel the power, to be the power, to see it yourself. Then you can bring your own definition to it, to see how it changes your approach, your vision, your whole life. So just within this very short conversation, I will lead you to step to the energy of self-empowerment, to step to the energy of power, and then I'll be curious to hear from you, Doug, and from all of you beautiful listeners, how does it feel for you? What is your definition of it? Okay? How does it sound?
Okay. Okay, no, that sounds
good.
Good. Let's do it.
Wonderful. So, do you want to feel empowerment? When do you want to feel it? A week from now, tomorrow, or right now during this talk? So if you choose to have it, say yes. Great. If you say like, oh, yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll give it a try, maybe next time, this is how much you want it and how much you allow it, and this is how much it manifests in your reality. If you said, yes, this is my chance, I will do it, that's how much you want it, how much you allow it, and how much you're going to get it by the very end of the session. So I invite you to say it as you mean it, 100%. You see, this is self-empowerment. So you have to choose it. Nobody else can empower you but you. So first step in the 7-step magical formula to self-empowerment is to say yes to it. So, Doug, are you saying yes?
I'm saying yes.
Good. Wonderful.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Wonderful. Second, you have to allow it. It's not the same as saying yes. Check it for yourself. Do you allow yourself to be powerful? Do you allow yourself to be very powerful or to be the power itself? Do you? Really? The thing is, if you truly allow it 100% congruent with it, you're already it. You're already having it. You're already that power. So for some of you, resistance might be showing up, and it's okay. We will address it and process it during the meditation. For now, just be aware of it. Be aware of how much do you really allow yourself to be powerful. And just be aware of resistance. That's it. The third step is to open your heart. You see, we're not talking on thinking, I am powerful from your mind. I don't believe it, but I will fake it. No, it doesn't work that way. We are opening you to be the power, the strength, the confidence. Feel it in your heart. Allow yourself to open your heart. If you don't feel it right now, just pretend that you open your heart. Just feel how you're opening your heart. That's how much it takes. You don't have to feel anything. It's very easy. Just open your heart and allow yourself to feel whatever is there. How does it feel being the power? Maybe it's very hypothetical for you right now. That's fine. We're going to do the exercise. But just do the step and open your energy. Open your heart for it. So, Doug, are you with me? Are you opening?
I'm I'm with you. I'm trying to figure how do I open my heart? I'm not sure.
Okay, just what you can, beautiful question. Thank you. So, you know, sometimes you can just envision your heart in any shape and form you would like to and just feel how this energy is opening. Or you can feel how instead of living in this vacuum field, in the cocoon, you're really inviting the energy. It's like, you know, when you are at the nature, you feel very relaxed, you're very open, you're very serene, you're so much at peace. In the same way, you're just letting it go, right? In the same way here, you can open your heart. Just open, just let go of all the guards, all the shields, all the barriers, and just say, okay, let me try it out. Let me see if I like it.
Okay.
Make sense?
All right.
Okay, cool. So now let's actually do it. Let's get to the process. So think of one thing you would like to achieve, you would love to have. Choose something not very big or huge, but something which sounds real to you. Anything you like. Anything you really feel, yeah, that is what I want to do. This is what I want to feel. It can be externally or internally. It's up to you. Once you know how to do it on something small or medium, you can practice it on anything, on all the impossibles and too good to be true, because those limitations exist only in your mind. Universe is ready to give you 10 times more than you even think is possible. So it can be any area of your life. For now, just pick one thing. Do you want it? Do you really want it? Then how come you don't have it? Something stops you, right? What is it? I will give you a few seconds to think of it. What stops you from achieving your goal? You want it, you like it, how come you're not there? And I guarantee that under each obstacle, block, or limitation, yes, but, etc., you name it, lies the energy of fear. So I will invite you to do a very short meditation on processing the energy of fear. It will take about 7-10 minutes. We can do it together with open hearts, no expectation, and then see what happens. If you don't have the opportunity to do this exercise right now, please do it later on today. It's important to do it to see the results. So now let's do this meditation of processing limitations and inviting the energy of power. So, Doug, are you with me? Are you ready to do it?
With you. I'm right here with you.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. So let's do it. So please sit with your back straight. If you have a chance, close your eyes, if possible. Make yourself very comfortable. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Very deeply and slowly. Just allow yourself to relax. With each inhale, allow yourself to relax. And with every exhale, allow yourself to relax even more, melting down, feeling very relaxed and comfortable. And now, when you feel very relaxed, let's invite angels, your spirit guides, the universe, to come and support us during this process, to be with us here and to offer their guidance and insights to help us with this work. And now scan your physical body and find the energy of limitation or the energy to block or the energy of fear within your physical body. Where it's located in your physical body. Just allow yourself to feel the energy in your physical body. Don't analyze it. Simply look at it. Put your whole attention to the energy of limitation or fear. Stay with it. Allow it to be. Allow it to exist. And just look at it. As the only thing exists in this moment is this energy. And you're watching the limitation. Allow it to express itself to you. Does it have a message for you? Does it want to say something? Just listen. Just watch. Keep looking at it. Where is it? What shape it has? Does it have a color? Is it moving? Simply stay with it. Feel it. Observe it. Contemplate on it. Keep looking at it with no expectation, with no agenda. Just keep looking. 100% attention. If you need, just ask your spirit guides and angels to help you to stay with it. Don't analyze. Simply look at the energy of limitation. If it's changing the shape or color, good. Keep looking at it. If not, and it stays the same, good. Keep observing it. Keep looking at it. And now ask your angels, your spirit guide, to bless the energy of limitation. Give the remainings of limitation into their hands. Let them to take care of it. And begin to stand, think, and imagine a beautiful golden light the angels and spirit guides send you. Just like the rays of the sun. Beginning to surround your body. Feel as this golden light begins to radiate around you in all directions. It gathers any negativity around your body and gathers it up into a ball above your head. Feel as this golden light begins to permeate every cell of your body. It gathers up any negativity within your body. Any negative thoughts, concerns, or worries. And gathers this negativity into a ball above your head. Now cast this negative ball of energy into the universe, where it will be cleansed and dispersed into new energy. Now feel as you're protected and healed by this golden light, that every level of your mind, body, and spirit are protected. Now open yourself as big as you can and ask your spirit guides and angels to show you how much they love you. Just allow yourself to feel their love, so much love, pure, unconditional love of angels. Feel how much they love you. Allow yourself to tap into their love, to feel their love with every cell of your body. allow each cell of your body to merge with pure, unconditional love of angels. Feel the expansion. Allow yourself to be as big as you feel, as big as you want to be, as big as it feels comfortable to be, as big as you really are. Feel love. Feel light. Feel expansion. Just be all of it. Now very gently bring yourself back into your physical body, feeling your body, wiggling fingers and toes, bringing this beautiful energy into the present moment, into here and now. Taking a moment and at your own time, opening your eyes, staying with the energy of joy, love, light, expansion, and enjoying it and playing with it. Yay, great. So, Doug, how do you feel?
I feel great. This is
wonderful.
It's a wonderful feeling. It's very relaxing. What do you call this? This is not a spiritual awakening yet, is it?
This is one form of a meditation. We just processed. So just for a sec, I will invite you and our beautiful listeners to notice the energy in the body. Just take a second because it's very important to notice how do you feel. If you feel calmer, relaxed, peaceful, lighter, that's wonderful. Whatever the feeling is, just notice it and allow yourself to extend it just for a moment. It's so important. So stay with this feeling and see how this thing you want to achieve in your life feels now. Does it feel more tangible? Does it feel it's like just on the tips of your fingers? As you can easily and effortlessly get it? How does it feel for you, Doug?
Extremely relaxing. Extremely relaxing.
Wonderful.
That's the goal, right? That's what your goal is.
It's not exactly the goal, but I'm very happy that you feel very relaxed. It's amazing. That's great. But about the goal you picked, how do you feel when you look at the goal you want to achieve? How do you feel when you stay very relaxed and calm and you feel more expanded and you feel there is more of you? How do you feel achieving that goal when you look at it?
You feel like it's possible.
Yes, wonderful, amazing. That's the goal. That's what we want. You look at that, and once you feel being all of it with no limitations, no barriers, you feel, I can do it. And it's not a faking when you look in the mirror, you say, I'm powerful, I'm powerful, but you don't believe in it. You're like shaking, and you're scary, and you feel, oh, my goodness, I don't know what to do. I want it, but I don't know how. This is how you really feel. This is who you really are. So you feel bigger, so that goal, funny enough, might feel very tangible, or it might feel even smaller than you want it to be. So it is so easy to achieve it, right? And this is exactly how you make your dreams to come true. One of the most beautiful ways of achieving your dreams and manifesting your reality. So I will invite you to do this exercise anytime you want to eliminate barriers and blocks between you and your goals and your dreams and the life you want to manifest. So I will go again very quickly over the 7-step formula so you can memorize it or you can write it down. The first step, you need to say yes to the power and thank yourself for it. Second step, allow yourself to be powerful, to be the power, and thank yourself and the universe for it. Allowance is a very important step. Third, opening your heart, opening your energy for the divine power. Then do this meditation we just did. This is the fourth step. The fifth step is allowing yourself to notice the difference. Even a very small, minor change, acknowledge it and thank yourself for allowing yourself to notice it. Sixth step is put the effort in the external world. Take an action and thank yourself for it. And the seventh step is watch yourself achieving your goals and celebrate.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I hope everybody made notes there. I missed number four after you said open your heart. What was that? Can you go back to that?
It's the meditation. It's the exercise we just did where you calm down, when you look at the limitation and just simply look at it and you allow it to be 100%, be aware of it and stay with it a few minutes. Don't push it away. Just allow it to be. Then if there is anything stays there, some remainings of it, just give it to your spirit guides and the angels. They will take care of it. And feel this beautiful golden light surrounding you, permeate every cell of your body, cast all the negativity into the universe and just stay with the light and feel the love of the angels and spirit guides and the universe and the source. Embrace it. Just allow yourself to feel it with every cell of your body. And bring that very feeling filled with beautiful golden light and love and joy. Bring it to your reality and notice the difference. Okay, I did this exercise 5 minutes ago, and wow, I feel very different. Cool, stay with it. Notice it. Grab on it.
That's very good.
Along your day, and do something. And this is how you manifest, and you manifest easily. Because from that space, if you have like a working, I don't know, business project, or you want to do something, it feels like, yeah, I can do it. That's great, isn't it?
That's great. That is great. How long do you typically allow this meditation exercise to take? What, it can go on for 15, 20 minutes? Would that be normal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. As long as it feels comfortable for you, you enjoy it, you want to stay there, because sometimes it feels so wonderful. When I work with my clients, they don't want to come back. It's like, oh, Maria, no, leave me there. I want to stay there. It feels so great, so wonderful.
Very, very interesting. That's a very interesting exercise that we just went through with you. Maria, that's great. That's great. I'm sure everybody who is listening who followed that experienced it. At least I hope they did. This is amazing, you know. Our guest is Maria Sidorova. We've pointed out Maria is based in Toronto, Canada, and her practice is called Expand Reality. And this is what she does for her clients to help them expand their reality. It's what, and she has so many different modalities that she uses to help people experience really what you're after is getting people to experience a life of fulfillment and joy and to live in a state of here and now. That's really it, isn't it? I'm right on that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Maria, we have run out of time for today. Those two exercises we did have eaten up a lot of the clock, but listen, I think it was well worth doing. And thank you so much for being with us. I point out again, Maria's website is expandreality.com. Again, her practice is called Expand Reality, and that is what her website is, expandreality.com. Her name, Maria Sidorova, and she's in Toronto. Maria, it's been lovely having you as a guest. I thank you so much for being with us. That was a very interesting experience, very interesting. So on behalf of everybody, all our listeners, I say thank you. Okay?
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, beautiful listeners. I love you immensely. Hope to hear from you soon. Stay well. All the best.
All right, and that's it, everybody. Bye for now. Have a great day. Bye.